Yeah, thank you very much for having me. And yeah, today I will be talking about protecting VPNs against decloaking. It's just a little bit background about myself. So currently I'm a manager for development and quality engineering in the network management team at Red Hat. So we are responsible for network manager, NM state, network system role, and some related projects. Before that, I was a software engineer, basically working in the team. And even before that, I was actually a penetration tester. So therefore, like, I have the history of breaking software, and now I have to fix it. So this is quite useful to understand, like, what security issues, understanding the security perspective and the developer's perspective as well. So today, as I said, we will be talking about VPN decloaking, how to prevent this. So this is something, a term that was coined by the Vietnam security with the CVE last year called tunnel vision. And the idea is that it's possible to manipulate a system so that you that it sends packets to an attacker instead of the VPN. Anyone heard of tunnel vision before? Or who has heard of this? A few, okay. So this is the title of their blog post where they describe it. That already gives some insights about the components that are required. So the title was "How Attackers Can Decloak Routing-Based VPNs for a Total VPN Leak." And